We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Yes! We are back in the saddle. Once again, the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio, 7th Heaven, Burbank. Bam, I missed you guys. I missed everybody.
Aww.
I missed the crew. Got to be honest with you. I was listening to the episodes last week. I thought maybe I might not be asked back. You guys were so good last week. I was like, I might not
be. Nervous.
There was a Randall and I took a lot of E, and I don't know what happened, but wow.
I've been dying to interview an adult film star on Molly.
Yeah, we haven't had a porn star on the Naughty Show in a while.
Really? I disagreed with that. We just had Tara Patrick.
Well, we haven't had one that's been, you know, whoring herself around on the couch and stuff.
Oh, so you want the filth back. See, that's the line when Vicky and I try to book this show. What do?
Yeah, we like to teeter.
You guys do. It's a great job. But, you know, I mean, I since we've been here, have we really had one?
So you want more filth on the show. That's what we fight with all the time.
I speak for the people. The Illuminati and I had brunch the other morn.
Really?
No.
What do you got? Do you want more filth on the show?
Not
do you like
more
where
filth.
We're doing?
No, not.
And did you just get your lip pierced or did I just notice that?
What? Whoa.
That's like hanging out with Waldo your whole life and then be like, where the fuck is that guy?
Did you just get that red and white striped shirt?
Oh, my God.
Did you just get glasses?
He's had that forever, right?
I know.
Since I was 19 years old. Yeah.
Sam, how are you at highlights?
I don't know, dude.
Bad. The magazine.
So what do you think, Vicky? I mean, people keep saying, we don't know. Like, some people
I'm just kidding. I don't mean that.
Do you think we need more porn stars? Because I have porn stars coming out of my ass.
Oh, well, we don't want them.
Why? Those are the cool ones. The ones that are willing to go deep in your ass, those are the ones you want.
Not your ass specifically.
Why? What's wrong with my ass?
I just feel
Why does everyone have a problem with going deep in my ass?
I don't know, but I just...
God, everybody got quiet on that one.
I don't know.
Dragonfly looks like he's trying to break this down mathematically.
Yeah. Oh, am I being too loud?
Is he being too loud?
Man, if I'm too loud anymore, I might just stop talking altogether.
So let me ask you, man, where's Winslow? Is this ever going to happen?
Well, Sammy, listen, when you're dealing with one of the greats, and I say one of the, because right. That's what he is, because there's one greatest.
Wow, that's the first time you show him a little respect.
Well, when someone leaves you a voicemail, you know, it gets taken out of that personal level. Look, Mike, and I call him Mike because we're buds. You know what I mean? And it's a Tupac Biggie thing.
It
right.
is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's East Coast, West Coast.
Bingo.
Okay.
Bingo. And so now we're sort of, you know, there's cat and mouse. There's a back and forth, by the way.
Cat farting. I don't know if that was a cat or a goat. Which one did you want to go with that? I took that as cat.
In this economy, doubling them up is smart, you asshole. In this economy. But there's been contact, and so, you know, I want it to happen, too. I want to hold that belt above my head and know that I climbed every mountain I had to climb.
Robot farting.
Merp.
Okay, I'll take that.
Can't disprove what I just did.
Yeah.
You cannot disprove what I just did.
That sounded like we got that, thanks to Charlie getting our vines. Hey, guys. Follow us on Vine. We're getting on this Vine thing that the kids are all talking about.
You know, I actually, Sam, I was at the food court at my local mall the other day. Heard a couple teens talking about the Vines. I said, what kind of wine are you talking about? And they looked at me like I was cuckoo. But, yeah, guys, follow the Naughty Show Vine.
So, Vicky, 2 weeks off. You're back in the saddle. How are you feeling?
Oh, man. Well, New Jersey was pretty crazy in the way that I haven't been home in like 3 years. So pretty much everything.
Was it a triumphant return? Were you the prodigal son?
What was it? What was the airport scene like when you landed?
I've never been so happy to see Newark. I was thrilled. I was psyched. And then we got.
And how long did that last?
Well, the drive down the shore took about 60 plus minutes. It wore off somewhere around hour two. Because it's this constant, like, my in-laws and my relatives all live within 10 minutes of each other. Ugh. And it's this battle of who are we going to see? What are we going to do every day?
You feel like you're on tour.
Yeah, the kind of tour where people can't wait to see you to tell you what they've been doing and how horrible everything's been going for them.
Huh. Yeah.
So they're listeners.
Yeah.
Or they're not. Are they
the
listening?
Rest of the
if
world
here,
is gone to shit.
They're
here
out
at
there,
the
then
Playboy
we don't
Radio
that.
Studios where everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a lot like, you know, like, oh, how are you? Oh, I have 3 jobs. Yeah, it's a real bummer. Oh, this happened. It's bad. It wasn't a lot of, so, how's California, you guys? It wasn't a lot of that.
Did you feel like when you told them all the stuff you got going on or that you're doing, that they felt you were bragging at all? Oh, really? You're doing that?
Well,
oh, that's, who cares?
It was kind of split where some people I felt like, are they telling me all these problems because they think like I can help in some way? Because I can't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen,
like,
I got
like I really
call
can't.
This guy. He'll take care of it.
Oh, right. That's hilarious. Right. Like,
call
oh,
this dude.
Oh, my favorite was I went to a bar I used to bartend at. All the customers had nothing but advice for me. First of all, this 6 years later, they're all still at the same bar hanging out, but they're going to tell me what
and
I should be doing.
And what were some
doing.
Of their advice? Show
come
more
back,
titty.
Come back here and hang yeah. out forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be serving drinks here again. One lady was adamantly like, you know who you should talk to? MTV. They're here because the Jersey Shore was there. I saw them. I saw the whole cast.
They're still
the
there?
Boardwalk. Yeah. I think
why they're still filming?
New. Yeah, they're filming something.
Because they got nothing else going on. Nothing fell quicker than the Jersey Shore cast. That thing went Led Zeppelin fast.
They won't leave. They won't leave the house.
Just crash, burn.
Yeah, they're milking that. So she's like, you know, talk to them. She goes, a lot of the crew comes in here. I could talk to them. And I'm thinking, yeah, definitely get me involved with a crew based out of New York and New Jersey, because in 5 days I'll be back in L.A.
Let
so
me
this
tell
is a
you
great strategy.
How Hollywood works, Vic, if I may. A lot of times you want to send a drunk person you sort of know from a bar to go talk to a sound guy about getting a show on the air, okay? This is just, how the gears grind in Hollywood.
It's just that simple.
It's that easy.
So someone you could just, they just think you can just talk to somebody and shit's going to happen.
Right, right. I should show up places with resumes and applications.
How many babies have been born since you left?
Oof.
Holy shit. It seems like a lot of relatives. Okay, like my niece, my 19-year-old niece just had a baby.
Oh, she's doing well.
Babies having babies.
Yeah. So, but it takes the pressure off me.
Pezzas are expanding.
They're expanding, all right. Yeah, sister-in-laws have become grandmothers. But it's no more
whoa.
Like, so, when are you guys, you know, when are you guys going to have a baby?
When
no,
are you
no
two officially
asked.
Fucking?
Yeah, no one asked this time. First time ever.
That's good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Takes a lot of the
they're like,
heat
you
off.
Look happy. Don't have children.
Yeah. Well, yeah, somebody asked, like, why, you know, they were like, you look so good. You look so much younger.
Oh, dude,
insinuating
nobody.
I got something done, and it's yeah. like, maybe it's not.
You
did. Well,
you,
that.
You got a lip ring.
Right.
You just, did.
It's really uncalled for.
You little scamp.
I used to go home, and my family used to debate on whether I get a nose job, like, right in front of me.
What?
And I'm like, really? You think I got a nose job? If I got a nose job, would this be the nose I would get?
Oh, man.
It's like, look at this thing.
Nah, come here, Sammy. Something's different.
Okay, so is that my fresh off the boat relatives?
Yes. Well, you know, they're. I don't know
Jesus
what.
Christ.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sammy, I am from a foreign country. Yeah. I am your uncle.
Hey, Sammy.
Look at that nose.
You can barely put tabbouleh on the nose like that.
Tabbouleh, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
you
a party right there.
You can't sniff hummus with a schnoz like that. It's too tiny, you little baby. You're wasting away on the face.
So how was my little vacation? Thanks for asking,
Sam. Sam, how was your trip?
Did you find your passport?
Did you get there?
Dude, I lost my passport the night before I was supposed to fly. I couldn't find it.
You're the opposite of Jason Bourne.
Yes, right? Yeah. And like we're very lucky you live in one of two cities in the entire country that you can get passport same day.
That's
wow.
good.
Same that's what you
day.
Have to do, huh?
$200.
Oh my god!
And
that's,
be honest
that's
with you,
it?
It's the first time I've been happy with one of my legal pictures.
It only good. Costs $200.
Only,
yeah,
yeah. That's
more than a
that's
day.
Insanely, yeah. I paid $170 to get a rush for 2 weeks. So that's a huge
my Russian
deal.
One cost me a million.
A million ruples.
Yeah, ruples.
Oh, man, your accents
shilling bucks
are awesome.
It's because, you know, 200 Converse.
Yeah, so basically I went to the passport building at 6 in the morning. It didn't open till 8 o'clock. I had to be like, it was like I was trying to get Led Zeppelin tickets.
You had to be
early.
Number one.
So I showed up. Nobody showed up until 7. I got there an hour before everybody else.
You wear a diaper just to be safe?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I did. I was like, hey, dude, I'm going to shit my pants before I lose
my spot. You stand with Wendy, man?
Yeah. So I got there. The people lined up. And actually, dude, if I hadn't been first, I probably would have missed my flight.
Oh.
I literally had to get in first. And I barely made my flight as it is. I literally, on this trip, I flew around the world. I flew from Los Angeles to Japan, to Diego Garcia, to Singapore, Diego Garcia, to Bahrain, to Kuwait, back to Los Angeles, to Dulles in Washington, D.C., to Los Angeles.
I overshot the world.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You're just getting cocky at the end.
That's the longest trip I've ever taken in my life.
And
I went around the world.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I think I only got one free flight out of it, too.
Well, at least you got a passport.
At least I got a passport out of it. Man, it's crazy. So we go to do this. The day before I'm about to fly, I get a notice from the people who booked me on this trip that I have to work clean. Not just clean, PG clean.
Oh, boy.
Because Mitch Vitale, very funny comedian, had gone there and did a set in front of this one like general and had a couple rape jokes in there. And the general flipped out.
Oh, boy.
And started writing letters to everybody. Tried to write a letter to Obama bitching about this material. Yeah.
What?
A guy wrote a letter to Obama.
I want boots on the ground in Fattel.
Yeah. And Mitch is funny. It's not his fault. It's a combination, dude. It's like you got to kind of read the room. But at the end of the day, one guy complained.
That must just stick with you for a while when you're like, man, I just wish I didn't say a rape joke in front of the general. I just was trying to read the room.
But no, he wrote a response to it, and he's like, I got a standing O at the end of the show. The guy only stayed for half the set and stormed off.
That's got to be a record, though. Talk about taking it all the way to the top. To write to the Obama?
Yeah.
And complain about a comic.
Yeah, but what kind
the only
of
thing higher.
Like,
the only thing higher than Obama, the Illuminati. Okay, download like it, guys. We need you. Anyway, back to you, Sammy in the booth.
Okay. So basically, we were just playing these weird places. We played a place called Diego Garcia. Anyone heard of it?
No. And when you dropped it as like one of the places you went, it's like, okay,
sounds like
buddy.
I'm going to some boxer's house. We're going to go over to Diego Garcia's house.
We're
going to
go chase chickens at Diego Garcia's.
Yeah. It was basically this island in the middle of nowhere that I'm like, who is Diego Garcia? Nobody knew who he was. Basically, way back in the day, some Portuguese explorer found it. Do you know how shit-faced or retarded you have to be to just be in a boat and find Diego Garcia in the middle of nowhere? Like, it's the biggest mess up in the world. And he finds this thing, and we turn it into an island. We turn it into a base. So basically, we get there, we land. Everywhere we went, they told us another joke we could not do.
Like out of the act you've done, you mean? They were trimming?
Yeah, we had one person goes, you can't do racial jokes. Second place, we're like, you can't do sexual orientation jokes.
Oh,
third place you left, which was Diego Garcia, can't do shark attack jokes.
Oh, that's half your act, Sammy.
That's half my fucking act.
Your whole thing is shark biting.
I go, dude, there goes my black cage shark attack material.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm going to eat your ass like chum. There we go. But it's like, so we land, they're like, can't do any shark attack jokes because we just had a shark attack here. I'm like, oh, okay. And the next line she goes, do you guys want to go snorkeling? I'm like, what? She's like, you want to go snorkeling? I go, where there was a shark attack?
No jokes.
She goes, don't worry, they won't show up there. Like there's some kind of shark bouncer or something.
There is.
Keeping everybody out.
That's a CBS show. Shark bouncer.
Next on Shark Bouncers. Hey, Hammerhead, you ain't getting into the club. You got bad attire here.
Hey, guys, it's me from the network. Hey, we're pulling the plug on Shark Bouncer. It's horrible. I don't know. That's a bad idea.
Dude, I won't even go swimming during Shark Week. That's how much I hate sharks.
Yeah.
So did we just, I mean, it's crazy, dude. And then, so have you ever entertained the troops?
Not real ones, but
like Boy Scouts?
No, figures, action figures. I've done multiple.
When you were a kid and alone?
No, months ago, hours ago.
When you were growing up as a little English boy in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Nobody would play with you?
So all right, generals and everyone? And then I'd do a rape joke, and I'd be like, where's the general going? No, but, oh, bloody hell. Sorry. Thought it'd be spot on.
Oh,
got
man.
Standing out.
But if you meet these troops, they're all 22 years old. It's all kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, you got to keep it PG. You're like, what?
Yeah.
These kids rack each other. I mean, they rack each other. So, but you couldn't do any of it. I had to go back. I had to do jokes that were so old they could drive. That's how old the jokes were.
Old were they? I'm sorry. I was late on that.
About 16 years old.
Okay.
Some of these jokes were 16 years old I'm doing.
Right.
Still crushing.
Hey, well, of course. Did you do the nose tabbouleh thing?
No, I didn't do that. Okay. I wish I would have remembered that one.
That's why you had to bring me.
That would have killed.
Yeah.
But it's good to be back in the saddle. Very excited about the show. Why don't we bring in our guest? Very excited. Very excited everyone's joining naughtyshow.net, too.
Yeah, I just checked in.
A lot of people. Boom, and the place goes crazy.
Woo!
What's going on, Naughty Show?
Nice, a beer. Nice.
Please welcome.
Solid.
BYO.
Very funny
yeah,
guy. Two funny dudes. Cheers. Two good. One of them's my very good friend. I've known him forever. I don't even know how long. Over 10 years. Is your microphone work?
Over a decade you guys have known each other.
Is his microphone working? Sapphire, why she's doing ambiance right now? That's
lovely though. Really tied the room together.
Let's light some candles.
I got to be honest. If Jaglyn's mic isn't working, it may be for the best.
Okay, that's fair.
It may help the show.
All right, now he's there.
Michael, please welcome my good friend Michael Jaglyn.
Oh, thank you. The Jaguar.
And one of the funniest people I've been blessed to watch. I go to Clipper games all the time, and there were times where him and Clipper Darryl were literally the only entertainment in the building.
Sure.
Please welcome Chris Wilde, everybody.
Hi, gang.
Woo!
Thanks for coming. Welcome. Thanks for bringing the beard and the beer. Thank
nice
you.
Move.
Where'd you get the beer from?
I BYO'd. We just did a Clipcast, which is our Clippers podcast.
It's available on iTunes. And
iTunes.
Word on the street is
Stitcher
Radio now. Yes.
And also, if you buy a pair of Skechers, you get to listen to it for free as well.
Really?
Yes. So
that's
wow.
It's kind of like Toms. Like if you buy a pair of Toms, then like a poor African gets a free pair of Toms.
Yeah.
Well, if you buy a pair of Skechers, you get to listen to our podcast for absolutely for free.
That's better than Toms.
It's a lot better than Toms.
Yeah.
And a poor African child gets to listen to the cast as well.
Which is half our audience, believe it or not. We're huge in Africa.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They love us.
Underrated demo.
They love us.
So we're live on the air right now. People are listening to us as we're talking.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially in Africa.
Dude, know who loves us?
Who?
Coney. Coney's a huge fan of ours. When everyone's going after him, I'm like, we're going to lose one of our number one listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coney 2012 was a bad year for us. We're like, don't go him. He likes us.
Well, the thing is, he turns the kids onto it.
Yeah.
It's not just him. It's that he's got this mound of children that he influences.
It's cool that he turns on the kids because I'm turned on by kids.
Really?
I just, if you get me
that mustache makes sense. It
you
makes
know,
sense.
A 7-year-old right out of the bath. Woo!
Yeah.
I am full raging
nice and
boner.
Yeah.
Boners.
Just
well,
boner
they must
patrol.
Be excited. Look at all the look at the look in there. Look at the pink hue.
Well, they told me they were like, I heard you guys drop the F-bomb from inside the booth, and they're like, no, you need to curse. It's encouraged.
Yeah, say something.
It's fucking encouraged,
that's
you
right.
cunt, is what they said.
Go.
Glad they're opening up in there. They're normally just polite. That's good.
Tell us about the callers that call in here, too.
Yeah, we've got some crazy callers. We'll have people call in. Like, one guy will be eating his wife's snatch while she breathes heavy on the phone. We've had a couple of those calls.
They've called
a few
times.
Do you get that on Clipcast?
Snatch is
on potato chip. Oh, yeah. Vinny Del Negro used to call all the time while eating out his wife's snatch.
Yeah.
Just constantly calling.
Probably why he's gone now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
June Del Negro was always just getting there. Her eyes rolled back.
I heard that Vinny was an ass eater.
Right fucking there, Vinny. Yeah. Work the back door. Get your fucking tongue dirty, Vinny.
Run a play.
Okay, now let me shit on your chest. Now make a fucking call.
We're so fired up about the Clippers oncoming season, upcoming
big
season,
year.
Huge
big
year.
Season.
Coach Doc, let
Yo,
the rivers run.
Look at this.
I love the... So this is a radio show, so let me paint a picture with my words.
That's
Sam
beautiful.
Tripoli is wearing a 420 Clippers Tripoli jersey.
Straight
you can't
from Toronto.
Get this. I've made special for me in Toronto.
Yeah, because they won't let you do 420 or 69.
Yep.
10, 12 years ago, you could do 69, and then the NBA got wise to it. Fucking Stern.
Del Negro turned it on to him without that chest shit.
That's right.
They were listening, yeah.
There's a lot of chest shit. And then they were like, wait, if there's all this chest shitting, we can't let people have jerseys with these numbers.
Wait a minute, are the Cleveland Steamers even a team? My God!
What do you mean it's Cavaliers?
My God!
That doesn't sound right.
So you...
A Cleveland Cavalier is when two guys do it on each other. If a guy Cleveland Steams a guy, it's a Cleveland Cavalier.
You heard that here, folks.
Yes.
Well, Vicky might be excited to know this. Chris is from New Jersey.
Hey, Vicky, you from fucking Jersey?
Yeah, just came back from there.
Forgot about it. Where are you from, beautiful?
I grew up in Belleville.
Yeah, Belleville,
I
know it.
And then I moved down to Toms River, like
Seaside.
Yeah,
Toms River, Sleaside.
Yeah.
Sleaside adjacent.
That's exactly where I've been
my
for
2 weeks.
My buddy's
dad was a fucking judge, a WAP judge in Toms River.
Really?
Yeah, Judge Giovine. His honor. Hey, how come fucking Vinny the Mule Lips got off? Oh, it was Judge Giovine. Hey, that guy's a good guy. Yeah, Toms River's beautiful. What remains of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Hurricane Sandy
God.
Just wiped that shit out like Vinny Del Negro. Like Vinny Del
Negro wiped us out of the playoffs.
Like Vinny Del Negro wiped us out of playoffs. Or like his wife shat on his chest.
Or like he wipes his wife's shit off his chest.
I always would summer in Ocean Grove, not too far from Toms River, where Woody Allen filmed his worst film, Stardust Memories. But yeah, and then Bergen County, Allendale. My whole family's from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Okay.
And in Maplewood, New Jersey, they have this high school, Columbia High. And Columbia High spat out Elizabeth and Andrew Shue. Okay, Elizabeth Shue from Karate Kid, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Leaving Las Vegas. Vegas.
Andrew from Melrose Place.
Yes. Andrew Shue from Melrose Place.
Oh, yeah, the soccer player.
Melrose Place.
Also, Zach Braff from Scrubs. Also, Lauryn Hill from the Fugees.
Wow.
I mean, there's something in the fucking water in Maplewood.
Jeez.
God. Fun. We got to get more Maplewood.
So one time I see Andrew Shue on a plane, right? And I go, hey, Andrew Shue, what's up, man? And my whole family's from Maplewood. He's like, oh, that's so awesome. It's great to meet you. Wow. And I'm like, yeah, you actually knew my cousin. He was friends of yours. Oh, that's so great. Who is your cousin? I'm like, yeah, it was Michael Geegan. He was like, yeah, man. Yeah. So I was like, fuck, dude. Like, I immediately called, because this is pre-9/11, so you can make phone calls on the plane.
Right.
And I immediately called my cousin. I was like, bro, what did you do to Andrew Shue? Because he just metaphorically shit on my chest when I said, I knew
you. He gave you the Cleveland Cavalier.
Yeah, I got the Cavalier. And like, he goes, oh, yeah. He's like, well, one time we were at this high school party and we were passing beers around and I gave him a beer, except for it wasn't beer. I had peed in a bottle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I knew that
so
was coming.
Andrew Shue drank my blood pee, basically.
Because
my DNA.
Your cousin pees
blood? Mike, yeah. I mean, it's my blood. My cousin is my blood.
Okay.
But he also has this urinary tract disorder, poor thing. He drinks so much cranberry juice. But yeah, so, you know, Andrew Shue's drank my DNA, basically.
Oh, man.
But yeah, he fucking
so
was
weird.
So pissed when I said, yeah, Michael Geegan, cousin Michael.
You don't forget the guy who gives you piss.
Yeah. Right, makes you drink it.
Yeah, makes you drink it. You're like, the
fuck? I once got piss thrown on me in high school from Dave Otterby, and I'll remember that forever, but... If I saw Dave Otterby on a plane, I'd be like, piss tosser. Yeah. Yeah, I still love you, bro.
Yeah, who was on that?
I actually peed in my stepsister's
mouth
shampoo bottle.
In her vagina.
And then
she got pregnant.
In her shampoo bottle.
You peed in her shampoo bottle?
Yeah, yeah. She was just a raging cunt. And,
yes, Jack drops the C-bomb.
Yeah, that's family, Jacqueline.
She usually not anymore. He moved on from that one, so she's no longer.
So your cousin was dating a woman or married to a woman?
No, it was my dad. My dad was married.
Okay.
So your stepsister?
Stepsister. And she really just really irritated me. So this is what we did.
Do you
what
break
I
off
so
our what's,
okay. I pee in the bottle. She takes the shower. We go to freaking Six Flags the next day, which is awesome because it's so hot as shit in Wisconsin.
Oh. I've been to that Six Flags.
And she's like,
is it called Six Flags?
It is Six Flags. It's
Six Flags.
Vicky, ours is Great Adventure.
Yes. But
continue.
In Jackson.
So we go to
go
Six
on.
Flags, and it just reeks. And she's like, there's something wrong.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, yes, I won. Yes, I won. Yes, I won. And then she goes back to her bottle later, and she goes, this is a bad bottle. I didn't tell
Do you
her.
Think that you're the reason they got divorced? Was the piss bottle?
No, I did a fake. I did a good one. I did a good one.
So is she the wicked stepsister, or maybe you're the wicked stepbrother?
No, I kicked it up a notch. She was just demented to begin
with. You're Emerald.
Just using her bitchitude.
So you're Cinderella.
Yes.
And she's the wicked stepsister.
Yes.
Now, where did you two meet? Did you guys meet at a Clipper game? Did you enjoy his work on the Jumbotron
Clipcast.
Judge Judge Giovine's son, His Honor Giovine, kind of introduced us.
Yeah.
Jag is a longtime Clippers fan.
How long have you guys been Clipper fans?
I've been a season ticket holder for 11 seasons, so this coming up will be a dozen. This will be my 12th season.
Yeah.
And then, Jack, you've been a season ticket holder for 4 or 5 years, right?
No, I've only been a season ticket holder for this will be my second, but I've been
This guy's a fucking bandwagoner.
Are you spending that storage?
This is fucking Johnny P lately over here.
Yeah, I'm spending all my Storage Wars money.
Are you still working for Storage Wars?
Yes, I am.
How's that going?
It's going. We're going
Storage Wars, Storage Wars New York, Storage Wars Tulsa.
When they got Storage Wars New Jersey.
We're going to have Storage Wars Tijuana pretty soon.
Actually, this season they're having NCIS Storage Wars.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a pretty great show.
Who killed somebody in the storage facility?
In the military, though. It's got to be military.
I like that.
No, we've been doing Clipcast since the beginning of last year, and it's pretty amazing how it's just kind of starting to take
it's
off.
It's a really great podcast.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I only listen to a couple. Yours is one of them. It's really entertaining and it's formative. Even if you're not a Clipper fan,
if
I think you can listen to it. Even if you're not a basketball fan, you guys are very funny. It's very entertaining.
I disagree. I think I'm funny.
Okay, Jaglyn. Well, you know, you can't both be funny.
No, Jaglyn's like the stats guy, and I'm the guy that, you know, keeps the listeners coming back.
Yeah, you're the reason.
Like the okay, you know what?
This is my point.
A good example.
Did you hear Stutterface Johnson over here?
A good example. I'm not Stutterface.
No, you're Stutter Mouth.
Stand here and be called a Stutterface.
I'm putting my penis in a bottle.
It took him a while to get that out.
But I got it. You know where I was going. I'm trying to throw it back.
Stutterface Johnson.
All right.
But, you know, example being, like, remember the Chris Broussard interview?
Absolutely.
When you wanted to do the thing about the bigot, and I...
Chris Broussard, as we all know, hates gays, right?
Yeah. Yes. And ESPN had a big problem with the day that, what's-his-face came out.
Jason Collins.
Jason Collins comes out. They interview him, and he just totally craps all over.
When you walk with Christ, you can't have sex with a woman unless you married, and you certainly can't suck no dick.
Yeah. Basically, it was weird when he's like, man or a woman. It was like, no, because that's not the argument you're making. You're making the argument that it's not okay for gay people.
And here's why I have a problem with Broussard. I guarantee you he's doing some weird shit. He's probably doing a couple Cleveland Cavaliers out there.
He's the gayest gay that ever gayed.
He's got gay face.
Yeah, he's gay, Sard.
Major gay face.
Yep. Yes.
Super gay.
He's Chris Dudehard.
He's seen a Broussard.
But so Broussard was interviewed by Jaglyn. We had it on the show. And then I made some joke like, that was so cool that you could interview him in between his gay hating or something like that.
Yeah,
and Jaglyn's like, okay, you got to cut that. So Jag will be the censor, which is fine. But
why
on this show.
Feel like you had to cut that? I mean, he's expressing himself on Clipcast.
Well, we're trying to pitch ourselves
to the Clippers.
To the Clippers to get press passes.
Right. And we're close, man. We are fucking close.
Should just give it to you simply because at one point, again, you and Clipper Daryl were the only reason to go see the game.
There was a game, and this is when the Clippers were fucking terrible, and there was nobody. I mean, we all, you know, the thing is, there was never nobody in the stands, okay? There was always at
least.
When
they first got into the Staples Center, it was pretty empty.
But it wasn't like Sports Center, or Sports Arena empty. You know what I mean? Like, it was empty for Staples, but it was still 9,000 people there, right? So, you know, granted, you can seat 19,000. It's early. The Clippers stink. It's like the second year in Staples, maybe the third. And Clipper Darrell's star is rising. This is before he's like the mouthpiece. He's actually kind of the Jumbotron dancer guy, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I was dancing on Jumbotron as well.
Clipper Darrell is. Let's explain it to him because we got a lot of German and African listeners.
The Los Angeles Clippers are a basketball team. Now, basketball is a sport.
Yes.
Created with a peach basket and a dream.
Those in Africa think of the air up there with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, Dikembe Mutombo is your boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Clipper Daryl is the unofficial mascot of the Clippers. The Clippers give him his seats for free, and he literally is the Clippers cheerleader. He's the mouthpiece. He has a cheer that he does. He wears a special two-tone Clipper red and blue suit. He's the guy. He's Clipper Daryl.
How's the Mercedes-Benz?
Before he was Clipper Daryl, back when he was just Daryl Bailey, a guy who sold rims, we were on Jumbotron together, and they actually split-screened us, and we had a dance-off, okay? So I, being, like, not a retard, figured out, okay, I'm going to high-five Clipper Daryl. So I go towards the split screen. I figure out which side is which, and I go and high-five him, and it took him 45 full fucking seconds to figure out how to high-five me on this split screen. The guy is a mental midget.
Yeah.
He full-on slow person.
In his whole Clipper suit.
Sure, he wears it to sleep.
In his Clipper car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Clippers are going to do it. And he stared at me like, I'm the idiot.
Like, you're crazy.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with you, boy?
Sure. Except for the way he says, what's wrong with you, boy? He's got this high, like, dolphin speak.
Clipper Daryl got mad at him, too.
Clipper Daryl got mad at me.
I heard about that.
Why?
Clipper Daryl got mad at me.
Well, this was after, the whole Clipper Daryl, Clipper like
right.
debauchery, debacle.
So this past season was the most successful regular season in Clippers history. The season before, which was the strike shortened, abridged season, Clipper Daryl and the Clippers had a beef. And
big beef.
Yeah. And one game, Clipper Daryl didn't wear a suit. He wore all black, and he didn't cheer, and he looked somber.
And we were all sad.
And we were like, what the fuck's going on with
Clipper Daryl?
Yeah.
That's like Santa Claus not having toys.
That's like Jack Nicholson not being at a Lakers game.
Yeah.
You'd be like, why isn't Jack there? He's at every fucking game. So Clipper Daryl wore black, and then, you know, it turned out there was this whole brouhaha. This had nothing to do with that. So Clippers and Clipper Daryl have kissed and made up. Clippers,
I mean, he was crying on
national television. Well, yeah. Local television.
Local.
He thought it was national. To space, too.
It was Ken Fujimoto, or whatever the fucking that guy's name is.
Ricky the Dragon?
Rob Fugasaki.
Rob Benihana.
Yeah.
So, and Fred Rogan.
So they've kissed and made up, whatever. And Clipper Daryl is back, and he is the mouthpiece for the Clippers. They've given him free tickets. He's there. He's cheering. So it's a very important game for us. I don't know if it was postseason. It was leading up to postseason.
It was a Memphis game.
It was a Memphis, and that's our bitter arch rival. Everyone thinks it's the Lakers, but it's really the Grizzlies.
Everyone thinks it's the Lakers. It's Memphis.
It's Memphis.
We hate them.
We hate the Grizzlies.
I hate
the
that guy.
The flop-fist flop-sleeves.
I send Zach Randolph pictures. I tell him he looks like Baby Godzilla, and he's ugly.
He looks like Eddie Winslow.
He's ugly.
Yeah, no, he's
like, whoop that ass.
If Baby Godzilla fucked King Kong and they aborted it and shit at the same time.
That's what Zach Randolph.
And put on a headband.
So Daryl, we were playing Memphis. It's a huge, crucial game at home, and Daryl is not cheering. And I'm like, what the fuck, Daryl? I literally text him. I'm like, what?
Oh, you got Daryl's number.
Clipper Daryl. Yeah, yeah.
We
text each other all the time. He actually took me. He got me tickets to the game we lost in Phoenix in 2006 in triple overtime in Phoenix. Anyway, another playoff story. But I tell Clipper, I'm like, what the fuck? Why aren't you cheering, bro? And he's like, I blew my voice out at an event. So I did my research. I did my homework. And he went to an event in Torrance High School, okay, and blew his voice out in a fucking high school gymnasium. First of all, you don't have to yell in a high school gymnasium. Second of all, you're not fucking Torrance High Daryl.
Yeah.
You're Clipper fucking Daryl.
Clipper fucking
Save
Daryl.
Your fucking pipes until you're at Staples Center,
for the
you
playoffs.
Fucking idiot. Yeah, for the fucking arch enemies on the road to the playoffs. So I called him out on the Clipcast and then tweeted that I called him out. And then he started texting me like, we got to talk, dog. And when Clipper Daryl texts you, dog, you know it's serious.
What is his voicemail like?
He's always picked up.
He always picks up.
I gotta just keep barraging his number so we can get his voicemail. He's always available.
How many jerseys do you guys have at home of the Clippers?
I have 24 at least.
I have 3 Blake Griffins.
You have 3 Blake Griffins.
Yeah.
I have at least 24 jerseys, and then I'd say about 10 autographed jerseys. So 2 Blake Griffin autographs, 3 Elton Brand autographs, random Kamen autograph, Olawa Candy autograph.
Is it going to be weird to see Chris Kamen as a Laker?
I love Kamen. Like, he was one of my favorite Clippers of all time. because he played with us for 7 years. He started as a Clipper. He was a Clipper All-Star. And then whenever he would come in, me and my buddy who goes to the games would go, and then Chris came in. And then we would go, Captain Cayman. So, like, we had our thing, right? And then what's weird is because I've been going to the games so long, now all the players literally know me. And they don't necessarily know who my name or whatever, but they're like, oh shit, you're the fucking Jumbotron weirdo. So one time they gave us upgrades, and we were sat right behind the Clipper bench, and literally came in during the game, is on the bench, and he leans back and he's like, every time there's 5 seconds left on the shot clock, just yell butter. And I'm like, okay, weirdo, sure. Like, okay, I will. So, like, and I still don't know to this day why I was yelling butter at the top of my lungs whenever there was 5 seconds left. But, like, literally, he fucking came and put in a request to me to fucking talk.
Now, when you yell butter, what happened?
I still don't know. Like, well, I guess they knew. Like, oh, shit, 5 seconds left. We better make a play. Like, I don't know. Like, keep it greasy, baby. Like, I don't even fucking know.
Butter.
But he was like, he literally leaned back. He's like, yo, every time. He didn't say yo. He's like, hey y'all, gosh, the big city's fratting and black folks are different. So it's like he was like, with 5 seconds left, can you just like yo butter, like really loud? I'm like, okay, we will. And then we did for the rest of the fucking game. Makes no sense.
Now, Jacqueline, do you sit next to him and his buddy?
No.
We sit on opposite sides of the stadium.
We're opposite
why
sides.
Do you guys do that? Why do you guys
look at the draw? Look at the draw. It's restrictions. I actually tried to get in your section this season.
Our section is very difficult to get to.
Why,
like,
is it?
The really, really expensive seats are the hundreds and the premier, right? Mm-hmm. So the 100 section is the lowest possible section. And then above that is the 200, but not like nosebleed above, like right there, okay? Mm-hmm. And the 200 is the end zone and the corner. And then in the 50-yard line and whatever is premier. And premier, you have waiters, and it's fancy, and that connects you to the boxes, and it's a separate entrance. But the corners of the 200 is the most desirable location, yeah, because – for what you're getting, you get the most bang for your buck. Now it's just fucking expensive no matter where you sit.
Right. That's the thing. I used to get free tickets all the time.
I would call my ticket
rep.
Now
I don't know if I want to pay for them. I was with you during the ugly times.
They're very expensive.
They are. Everyone's bandwagon this stuff.
When I first started, it was less than $20 a game for very good seats, and now it's over $50. So that's over double. And you'd think that there would be some sort of grandfather clause or fucking rent control.
Oh, should be.
But Mayor fucking Villaraigosa or Governor Larry Brown or whoever it is, they wouldn't return my call on that one.
I think they hiked them up another like 5 to 10% this season.
Yeah.
Too.
It's just going to keep going up.
It's
going to
keep going up.
Well, and that's the thing is now I'm looking at it, it's like, well, now it's going to be an investment. You know, hold on to them.
You're going to have to do like 90 storage wars.
But also, he turns
that
around and sells some of your tickets as well.
I'll sell,
right,
some of my tickets, or I'll split them up and buy tickets to other games that I, you know, want to go to.
But this year,
locations,
hopefully, we're going to be sitting next to each other in the press box, in the press area, with like laptops and equipment that we can podcast live during games.
Why aren't you the court guy that gets everybody going?
Well, you know what? That guy literally just got fired.
Yeah, he did get
fired.
Which one? Now there's a couple of them. There's a guy who had the goatee with the hat on.
He's been gone for some time.
Well, thank God.
Right.
Was he your friend? Because I don't want to.
No. But
I don't want to give a Cleveland.
But then the new guy was like
friend,
a cleaner cut. His name was like Mike. And he tried to be my friend, but the guy's a douche.
Yeah.
And then there's Tracy. Now, Tracy is the blonde chick.
She's a staple.
And she's a staple center staple. She worked her way up through the ranks.
Are you guys friends with
I used to talk shit, and then Ben Lyons put me in my place. And he's like, nah, dude, you can't talk shit about Tracy because she just does it for the love of the Clippers.
She loves the Clippers, or is she hooking up with somebody?
No. Well,
and is that sexist of me to say that?
I mean, I would just assume that a white woman's hooking up with someone.
Yeah.
I mean, in the NBA, you get to. So she is an E producer who does very well producing in her day job, but literally like was a Clipper Spirit girl, then was like the choreographer for the Clipper Spirit, then started doing the announcements, whatever, as a Clipper Spirit girl, then was just left the Clipper Spirit in the dust and was just the announcement chick. And she just does it not for the paycheck, just because she loves
the
fucking
love of
Clippers.
The game.
Yeah. And she's much hotter in person.
Is she one of those people that
If you see her, because like she lives in the South Bay like I do, and I see her at like family events when they close the streets
Location
down and let the kids walk in the street. No big deal, Redondo Beach, what's up? as mentioned in the song Surfing USA. So I saw Tracy, and I'm like, oh my God, you're actually really, I would fuck you. I would fuck your face.
Women love to hear that.
Yeah, because when you see her on Jumbotron, you're like, oh my God, I would just fuck her in the ass or her vagina. I would never fuck her face. It's disgusting. But I'm actually, she's not a butterface. She's an ander face.
Wait, maybe that's what butter was about.
What butter was about.
The face!
It was the face. Yeah, yeah. Yell butter every time Tracy gets on the screen. So honestly, I'm going to see if we can get these press passes first. And if it blows up in our face, then I'm going to go after the rally
guy. I think it would be the smartest thing they've ever done. Why wouldn't they have you do that?
Yeah, but
I was just worried about you talking about butt fucking people.
Well, I mean, you know, my big employer right now is Disney, so I know how to censor myself. Clearly not today, but we're on fucking Playboy for God's sake.
What do you do with Disney?
I did a Disney movie. I did guest star in some Disney shows. I did voices on Disney cartoons. I'm an annual passport holder to Disneyland. You know, Disney's just hired me, and I love Disney
right now.
It's great
to be with the mouse.
For sure, and everybody talks.
Even though weird shit comes out of the Disney, like all the Musketeers.
Miley Cyrus.
It's like Disney's like Uncle Creepy, and he's diddling everybody, and he comes out, and the kids are all weird, and they're all like got hearing voices, or they're doing Molly, and they're like twerking on fucking old men.
It's because of Uncle Kid Touching Disney. Now I just lost my gig.
No, Mike Jaglin said that. It's a small world. Don't say that about Disney.
I gotta censor myself.
I would love to diddle Miley Cyrus. Everyone else hates that chick.
Did you see the music video?
She's hot. I love her, dude.
She's
Did
hot.
You see the new
music
her
video,
Her donkey
though,
teeth
for,
get my dick hard.
Wrecking Ball?
Oh, I love it. Everything she
you,
does,
no,
I'm
you don't
all
love
is
genius.
It.
I love everything she does.
You're on board.
She's...
Dude,
you gotta
those teeth get me rock hard.
She is literally wrapping her mouth around a hammer, so
I
you
love
must
it.
Have just been like...
Oh, God, I
that
can't
video,
get enough of those teeth.
She goes down on a hammer?
That you got to see it. Wrecking Ball. Watch Wrecking Ball, the video. It is so fucking hilarious.
Okay.
It's so bad.
Why
and yeah,
is it bad?
Because what the fuck is it about? She
what
fucks
you,
a hammer and a wrecking ball?
Why are you afraid of strong women? Why are you
afraid
of strong women?
A wrecking ball is stronger than Miley Cyrus. Why does she have to be naked on the wrecking ball? Why
because
does she have to be
America.
Fucking a hammer? No.
Why are you so anti-women? It's
yeah,
pretty weird.
Dude. No, thank
wait,
you.
Wait.
You know, Vicky's been a woman most of her life.
She just got a lip ring.
The most recent parts. I just think you're being mean to Hannah Montana.
Thank you.
Not, thank you.
The
Sam, you're defending orthodontics.
And slow grind on a mallet. I'm all in.
It is so fucking hilarious.
Britney Spears anyway. Comes out of that camp, too. Do you think Miley Cyrus is trying to outdo Britney Spears?
No,
it's crazy.
I've said before, she's got fuck you money and she doesn't care. And anything she wants to do, she's going to do it. And she doesn't care.
She was raised by a successful hillbilly. So it's not like she comes from old money. She comes from new
just
money.
Just imagine
right.
if all
and
this
idiots.
White trash, she should be greeting at Walmart. That's really
Absolutely.
Where she should be.
Oh, that's where
Hi,
she's going. That's where she's
she'd
headed.
Love the
she's
tools
so rich,
should be hammer
it's
fucking.
Never going to get there.
Yeah, no, she's very rich.
She's
very.
Beyond. I mean, when she was leaving Hannah Montana, they valued her at almost $1 billion.
Holy
wow. That was
then. Tough when
that
she
was
left.
Then.
That was then.
Imagine now.
Now she's probably half a billion. She's just going through it on Molly drugs and stuff like that.
But Molly's fucking cheap.
No, that's how much she's doing.
Oh, wow. She's doing that much Molly. That's expensive.
She's dating some pretty heavy power tools.
Yeah.
So that's not cheap shit.
Is she still married to Thor's brother?
That's
I
a
don't
good
know.
Question.
That's a great I know they were going to
no,
get married
no,
and then he
I think
cheated
that,
on her.
I think that.
No.
No.
No. We just got confirmation.
No.
From our good friend
so Thor's
Charlie
brother.
And our resident black lesbian, that nothing, that they are not married.
Oh, you guys have a blesbian?
Yeah, we got a blesbian.
Got
look
one.
At that.
We got
what up, boo?
She can't. He can't hear you. Doesn't
oh.
have. He doesn't.
Oh,
have
he
can.
Uses cans.
So she got no ho. Now he can hear you.
Hello,
we
sexy.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, hello.
I think
it's great when the soundboard person can't work the sound. Holy kid, we love you. Everything I say, everyone gets sensitive. Let's get into the upcoming season.
Okay.
By the way, this is one of my favorite episodes ever.
Great.
I could sit here and talk Clippers
Wait,
all day.
We can't. We should. We are. Should.
Didn't,
we should.
Wasn't there an incident with you, Chris, where somebody called you a Chris Broussard term?
Yes. Okay, so Drew Gooden,
right.
who then later that season became a Clipper. That's like, that's a little like post, yeah, the post script.
Were you there at the airport when he landed with a sign?
So
go back home. Well, Jayhawk.
For example, this season our home opener is on Halloween night. So for some reason, we always have home games on Halloween. Okay,
why do we get all the holidays? Every holiday, the Clippers are playing.
I personally love it because it's time that I get to spend away from my family. So sorry, babe, I can't celebrate Christmas with you and our son because I have a Clippers game. So it was a Halloween night, and my buddy.
Your son's name Michael Cage.
My son's name is Michael Olowokandi Jr.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's Cherokee Parks.
Okay.
So I'm. It's a Halloween game. We're playing the Dallas Mavericks. They give us an upgrade to courtside. Okay.
Oh, I've never been there. Dreaming of it.
It's incredible. Courtside. End zone, catty corner to the Dallas Mavericks bench. So I am good-natured taunting throughout the game, okay? Mark Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks. I would say things like, hey, Mark Cuban, hey. And he would look over. I'm like, give me $100. I'm just kidding. Give me $200. Like, that was what I was saying. Dirk Nowitzki was the big star for the Mavs, okay? He comes out, and he looks orange. He looks like he's citrus. So, like, the whole game, I was like, yeah, no one can tell it's a spray tan, Dirk. It looks so fucking natural. Except I didn't actually drop the F-bomb. I kept it all very G. Oh, it is such a natural orange glow. You look great. No one knows it was a tanning bed, Dirk. So Drew Gooden is this backup power forward. He's a backup power forward. His number, I believe, is zero. And he's dressed in street clothes. He's not playing. But he is hearing me throughout the game. Now, keep in mind, it's Halloween. My buddy's dressed like longtime Clippers commentator Ralph Lawler. Oh, me, oh, my.
Ralph
Bingo.
Lawler, let's talk about
it's
him.
It's the law. So he's dressed like Ralph Lawler, and I'm dressed like a drunk pilot in that I look like a pilot, and I'm drunk. So, I mean, anyway, and I have a mustache. Okay, keep that in mind, too. So I'm dressed like a pilot. I've got a mustache. I've got the aviators. I've got the pilot cap on, and I'm taunting Dallas. After the game, it's the home opener. We're fired up. We're like, let's take a look at what kind of jerseys they're selling this year. Go to the pro shop, what I like to call whatever LA Live is called, or Staples Arena shop.
You mean where it's all Lakers and two racks of Clipper gear?
Well, now it's a different
game. Now they have a whole system where they press a button and it's like the Batcave. Like all of a sudden, and then it's LA Kings.
Oh, wow.
Press another button, and it's LA Clippers.
Hold on. Do you need a sound effect for it changing real quick? Can we get a sound effect of LA store? LA.
So they press a button, and then all of a sudden it's LA Kings. Then they press another button, and it's LA Sparks. And then they press a third button. And they're like, we need to get a new button.
We need to get a new button. Over this
so level. I'm walking to the pro shop, and I'm like, oh, you know what? Like, I thought I saw a DeAndre Jordan jersey in a kiosk. They don't have it in the store. So we're walking back through the stands to, like, the little kiosks that are out there. And as we're walking back through the stands, my buddy's ahead of me. And and there's a group of guys walking towards him. They say something to him. He just turns around and looks deflated. And I'm like, okay. And then these guys come up, and it's Drew Gooden. It's Drew Gooden, the Dallas Maverick who didn't play, and a group of his boys, his homies. And then he goes to me, there's that other faggot.
Oh.
And I was like, I was shocked. So he called my homie a faggot. Then he called me, goes, there's that other faggot. We were 5 feet away from him, and it was him saying it to me, right? So he goes, there's that other faggot. And I'm like, oh, you wish, Gooden. You wish, Gooden. And he kept walking. I didn't obviously trail him. But I just kept yelling at him. You wish I was. You're not my type, dude.
What if he
Whatever.
Was crying and he was like, I do wish.
Yeah, he was crying.
He's texting Jason Collins.
He's like won't he cavalier me? Won't he cavalier? Jason, didn't you see that guy? He's the full package.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, he called me a faggot, and I'm like, you know what? It's not enough that the Dallas Mavericks whooped our asses that game, but now they have Dallas Mavericks walking around the stands calling Clippers fans faggots. I was like, you know what, dude? You called the wrong faggot a faggot. So I emailed and texted everyone, and because Mark Cuban like prides himself on being the most user-friendly NBA owner, he makes his email apparent to everyone who wants it, right? So I look it up on Google real quick. I see his email. I email him. I'm like, just so you know, you have players walking around the stands calling Clippers fans faggots. Drew Gooden just called me a faggot. This is insane. He immediately emails me back. He's like, thank you. Thank you for telling me that. I'm so sorry. I'll deal with Drew. So as soon as Cuban like responds, I'm like, the boy who cried, this dude called me faggot. So like, I... emailed everyone in sports, everyone in news, and I just wish that I was fucking gay. Because if I was gay, me and Anderson Cooper would be fucking 69ing each other.
What a story!
Yeah,
that
I know it'd
would
be such a great story. Unfortunately, fucking God cursed me with fucking heterosexuality. I've tried sucking dicks. I just don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. So I fucking, you know, this one guy who works for Outsports, which is a gay website, you know, for gay athletes and gay sports news for gay guys who love sports. And this is like a thing, a sounding board, a message board, a blog, what have you. He loves my story. He goes crazy with it. Then ESPN Dallas picks it up. Then ESPN picks it up. Then it's like a huge story. And I'm like the most Googled person on the planet for an hour. But it was literally like, and then I was spin control.
Was hashtag Taco Bell guys a faggot? Was it hashtag? Was that trending worldwide?
Pre-Twitter. But let's just say it was four times the faggot. But yeah, so it was a big story, whatever. And there was a big back and forth. And then literally there was an NBA ad, you know, the owner of the Suns came out later that season as gay. Mm-hmm. They did this whole like anti, you know. You know, there was like, you know, you stink, you shoot bad. And then it's like, you're gay or you're a faggot. I'm like, you can't do that. And like Grant Hill said, you can't do that. What's crazy is Drew Gooden then later joins the Clippers that season in some terrible trade. And we got Travis Outlaw and Drew Gooden. Remember that?
That maybe was what Mark Cuban meant.
Steve, what's his name? Steve Blake. Or maybe it was a different year. But anyway, yeah, dude, so that was a crazy story. And then, but Drew Gooden's a fucking poison. He'll never get a ring.
He doesn't have a home right now.
He's out of the league. But he had a good 10-year career. Like Darko Milicic was like a bust, but he played for 10 years in the NBA.
And he made money.
But I just feel like Gooden is not one of the smarter guys.
I'm sure.
So he'll be broke in two weeks.
His haircut with the ducktail in the back.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
But yeah, for a while, like if you, like now, thank God, if you Google search Chris Wilde and Clippers, Clipcast comes up. And then, you know, a couple stories down, it's like.
Clipcast has gotten better and better, too. I've been listening because Jags is a very good friend of mine, and I love the Clippers. And so when he told me you guys are doing it, I've always been a fan of yours. So I checked it out, I think you guys have really hit a good stride right now. It's very entertaining, you know. You're the straight guy. You do the stats, and he's the colored man, and he adds the flavor to it.
We have a new one with Ryan Home Run Hollins.
Ryan Home Run Hollins.
You have everybody. You have Ralph Lawler on it, which I'm a huge fan of.
Matty Boneyard Barnes.
Now, Ralph Lawler is kind of interesting because he's been doing the Clipper games for like 30-something years, right?
I believe he joined in San Diego.
Yeah, and it's got to be new for him to be enjoying successful teams, because when I first started following the Clippers maybe 10 years ago, the Clipper television cast was definitely not for Clipper fans, because I don't think they thought there were any. They were basically for the other team's fans in Los Angeles watching the game, because when they would go to break, the highlights would always be of the other team dunking on us.
I remember that well.
So it's very interesting when sometimes he gets stuck in that mode where he'll get excited about the other team's hitting a three-pointer.
Bingo. I mean, bingo.
Bingo. You're like, dude, they just took the lead, Ralph. What team are you rooting for?
Yeah, but no, he's dyed-in-the-wool Clippers fan.
Love him, dude.
He bleeds Clipper red. We actually all do.
Are you not? Yeah, that's so true. You're not a Mike Smith fan?
I just like to pick on Mike Smith. So I don't actually hate on Mike Smith because he's Lawler's guy. But also before Mike Smith, it was fucking Lawler and Luke Walton. I'm sorry, Bill Walton. Excuse me. So Lawler and Bill Walton was fucking epic.
I loved it, dude.
Yeah, because that was great. Because Bill Walton was clearly high, and he's like, "Throw it down, big man." And like Lawler's like, "Oh, take another puff. Oh, don't forget to take your finger off the carb, high guy." So it's like, you know, I miss that. Lawler, so Mike Smith, big shoes to fill. But
Walton sounds a lot like Bane. Bane from Batman.
Oh God,
Bill, throw it down, big man.
Yeah, it's so sad. His feet are.
There was actually a rumor going around the Twitter sphere that Ralph was going to call his final season this year, but that got squashed pretty quickly.
By Ralph Lawler, and he tweeted, of all places, to us. He tweeted to us first and said, "Oh, me, oh, my, I'm not retiring, guys. Don't try to get rid of me yet, Mike Jagelin. Settle down, Mike Jagelin."
I listened to both. I
Clipcast, and there's one that the Clippers put out, and that's a very dry podcast. I listen to it because anything Clippers, I'll listen
to. Well, I mean, the reason Jaclyn started this podcast was because, A, there was no Clipper talk on the radio.
None whatsoever.
None. And that's very different now, but still not enough. But also, if there was Kevin Arnovitz and Jordan Heimer have an ESPN Clippers podcast, and there was a Clipper podcast called
Lob City, right?
The Loaded Clip.
The Loaded Clip. So those were the only two games in town. But if you listen to those podcasts, it was like these guys hated the Clippers.
They totally hate the Clippers.
And I was like, and Jaclyn's like, you know what sucks is like there's no Clippers podcast where guys are talking about the Clippers who actually like the Clippers, who love the Clippers. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. So Jaclyn's idea, and then we're here 40 podcasts later, a year later.
And you're in Playboy Radio.
Yeah, we're in Playboy Radio, and there's vaginas and boobs everywhere.
Look, it's crazy. Ladies, put the clothes back on. Seriously. They love the Clippers.
All right, I'll do cocaine off your tits. I hate nines.
Well,
but
we're coming to the end. Man, I had a great time. Please, let's do something again in the future.
Yes.
I would love to do something. I do a sports podcast as well. I've been talking to Jags about doing an NBA preseason. We'll talk about who we think is going to win, who we think is going to lose. I think the Golden State Warriors, the Clippers, are going to meet up for an epic
Western Conference Finals.
Can they do that real
Bold
quick?
Predict.
Even though they're in the same division?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, ma'am.
Absolutely
I'm in.
Absolutely they can.
This has been The Naughty Show. Chris, Mike, thanks for coming
on.
Thank
you.
Anytime, let's do this again. You guys can check out their podcast, Clipcast, on iTunes. It's on also Stitcher. On Stitcher Radio. Anything else we got to push?
No, go to naughtyshow.net. Go to allthingscomedy.com.
I had such a great time.
Also, this month, by the way, I'm Miss October, so look for my centerfold.
Dude, I love,
so much
I love your pink asshole. I love your pink asshole. Great show, guys. We'll see you on the other side. And, man, happy to be back in the studio.
He's the gayest gay that ever gayed.